This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Rodney Howard Brown, Revival Ministries International, hosting now into the fourth hour on behalf of Alex Jones, InfoWars, and a great honor and privilege it is today. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Chris Van Hall, constitutional attorney, and I got to meet her quite a number of years ago, and she came, I had her in her church speaking on the First and the Second Amendment, and just phenomenal. Her and her husband travel America, and the Lord's really using it in a powerful way. Chris Van, great to have you
Thank
on.
Thank you so much.
InfoWars, Alex Jones Show. So this next hour, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh. And you want to throw a couple of things out here so they can grab the viewer?
Oh, yeah, great. You know, a lot of the drama that was brought up about Brett Kavanaugh, I believe, is absolutely and completely contrived. There's very little, if anything, about Brett Kavanaugh that the Democrats should be upset about at all. Brett Kavanaugh is not Scalia. He is not Bork. He's not even Gorsuch. He's actually just Kennedy reincarnated. And his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee proves all of that. He is married to precedent, so he's not really going to overturn anything.
He's not going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
No, he is not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Plus, he has a very disturbing perspective on the Fourth Amendment and government power. Throughout his judicial history, he has expanded government power in the realm of the Fourth Amendment, you know, over the protections of the people. He is actually where Justice Roberts got the majority of his text from for the Affordable Care Act. He's in favor of national health care.
Which I had a problem with him because he was a Bush loved him. So the moment I heard Bush loved him, I went, oh, come on.
You know, the real problem here, Pastor, is the fact that we do not have constitutionally based confirmation hearings. What we have are politically based confirmation hearings.
Well, you can see that even with Cory Booker, who's attacking because allegations should be heard. Now there's allegations against Cory Booker. I wonder if they're going to hear those allegations. But so when we come back after the break, we can talk about what is a constitutional confirmation. Because Americans don't understand that.
No.
Because the whole narrative is played for television. And politics.
Well, what we have is a society that's completely consumed by a duopoly. We're not even operating politically, constitutionally, the way we need to. Most Americans don't even realize that we don't constitutionally elect presidents and vice presidents anymore, and we haven't since FDR. We have simply altered the way we do things without altering the Constitution. We are working not only extra-constitutionally, but post-constitutionally. And we, as an American people, if we want to get government back under control, if we want to fix the problems that we see in America, we have to restore our constitutional foundations. You were talking before about how we need to teach the gospel back into and preach the gospel back in our churches. Well, once we get people saved, Pastor, I know you believe this, discipling is so important. It used to be in the foundation of America that the pastors would disciple the people not only in the gospel, but in the principles of liberty, the principles of freedom. And now our pastors are so married to a 501c3 and so afraid of the IRS that they can't even talk about these issues in church anymore.
And they don't realize what the obligation is.
That's absolutely right.
So basically they've used the 501c3 as a gag order because they're worried about their money, so they'd rather lose their freedoms for their money. And when that happens, you lose everything.
Right.
And the congregation suffers and the nation suffers. So in actual fact, the problem in America is not the politicians, but the pulpits.
Right. And the people as well, because you can see
that. But the people are going to be a product of the pulpits.
That's absolutely right. And so when you have a Congress that has an 11% approval rating, yet a 95% reelection, you know right there, just from that one statistic, that your problem are not with the congressmen, it's with their reelection.
You're right. Well, when we come back at the break, I'm going to have Chris Sand, explain exactly what a constitutional confirmation hearing is, because I never even heard that there was one. But she's a constitutional legalist, which I'm very happy that she is. She doesn't like any lines being played with.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Rodney Hunt Brown, Revival Ministries in Nashville, Tampa, Florida, standing in the fourth hour for Alex Jones, and what an honor that is to do that today. And of course, we have Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. And in the previous segment, we were talking along the lines of a constitutional confirmation, which I've never even heard that there was one, because all we get is the political drama played out on television with the politicians grandstanding and strutting around like a bunch of peacocks. Chris Ann, just take a few minutes, look at the camera and start talking about what a constitutional confirmation actually is.
You know, what most Americans don't realize is that there's a specific qualification for our constitutional Supreme Court justices, and the drafters of the Constitution actually laid that out in writing. First and foremost, if there was one thing that I could get people of America to set aside and to begin to understand, is the fact that Supreme Court justices do not have lifetime appointments. There is absolutely nothing in the Constitution about a lifetime appointment. You'll never hear those or see those words in the Constitution. So the term of appointment for a Supreme Court justice is called good behavior. And so what we have to do at a confirmation hearing is to determine the good behavior of a Supreme Court justice. Now, that's not about what he did in high school, Pastor. That's not about how he lived his life before adulthood. Now, morality matters, civility matters, but when we're judging a justice on their good behavior, what we also need to do is judge their dedication to the Constitution, their knowledge of the Constitution, and their understanding of the Constitution's proper application. What we saw with Kavanaugh was such a gross deviation from how we are actually supposed to be judging justices that it's really hard to understand. Where do we begin? So we all pretty much understand at this point that what we saw was not proper. But if, for example, if Chris Ann Hall were on the Senate Judiciary Committee asking Kavanaugh questions, I would be asking kinds of questions like, do you believe that the Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter of the power of the federal government? Do you believe that precedent is above the Constitution? Do you believe... How would you describe the proper application and interpretation of the Supremacy Clause? What is the power of the states when it comes to federal power? What is the limit of federal power? And can Congress write any law that they want to write if they can get a majority vote? And all of these questions are all based on a reality that we have today. We have congressmen in Congress who actually believe that there is no limit to their power to write law other than what they can muster through with a majority vote. And then we have the Supreme Court justices following lockstep behind them, simply authorizing all of this unconstitutional authority. And that even goes to the realm of our most conservative justices. Scalia actually supporting the idea that executive agents and agencies can create a quasi-law that binds the people, even though these are issues that are clearly covered in our Constitution and by the drafters of the Constitution to be limited and defined. So we as a people have to begin to understand once again, because we have been so deceived through decades of education into an ideology that I call judicial supremacy, that actually establishes this idea, Pastor, that we have an oligarchy of 9 kings and queens that rule over us. Just the language, Pastor, of the fact that people say the judges ruled the other day. I mean, just the simple way that we speak.
They don't rule.
No, judges don't issue rulings. Kings issue rulings. Judges issue opinions. And their opinions are only legally binding on the people in the case. They don't stretch out globally. They don't create law. And for us to assume and to even practice as if the Supreme Court write laws is the most violent break of separation of powers, the most atrocious attack on the Constitution and liberty itself. Yet we have generations of lawyers and judges who have all been taught this supremacist kind of ideology that nobody can even question a judge. And that's the thing that we need to break. That's the thing that is breaking
the discussion. Which is actually shocking, because if you hear Beta Ginsburg talk, she talks about the Constitution of America being totally flawed, and that if they were there to rewrite the Constitution, they would not use the U.S. Constitution as the model.
Yeah, well, she actually said that too. She was invited to Egypt back during the Arab Spring when they were going to rewrite their Constitution. She sat before an Egyptian journalist who asked her point blank, as the Egyptians are writing their new Constitution, should they use the U.S. Constitution as a model? This Supreme Court justice, who took an oath that she would support the Constitution of the United States, without hesitation, without mental reservation, flat out said no, that we need to look at the human, that the UN human rights agenda.
Now, isn't at that juncture, shouldn't she be removed from office?
That is what.
That was high treason.
Yeah. No, it's actually clearly what we would classify constitutionally as bad behavior. She should have been impeached immediately.
Okay. I'd have them shot.
Well, fortunately with kings, we got rid of the whole execution thing.
I understand. But, you know, to me, that's a total violation.
Oh, absolutely.
Because how you place to defend the Constitution when you're actually throwing it under the bus.
Right. Well, and now we have generations of people who actually worship Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's a whole culture of people that think she's some kind of a superhero or something. They've made a movie about her, which is atrocious to begin with. There's a clip in the movie that they show where the judge, when she was supposedly a lawyer, says to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, "Do you realize that woman is not in the Constitution?" And she retorts back, "Well, neither is freedom, Your Honor." Well, apparently Justice Ginsburg has actually never read the First Amendment, and she doesn't understand what our founders meant when they said to preserve the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And to that judge, I would simply say, neither is the word man. So the whole wordplay there was to try to promote this propaganda, sure, that the Constitution was written to enslave women, to enslave minorities, to uphold the white man, when in reality, our founders actually meant what they wrote under the principles of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Yeah, you know, I think this is so important. Now, you and your husband travel all across America.
Yes.
And just take a minute and before we go to the break and just tell quickly what you do.
Well, we travel all over America teaching the Constitution, the principles of liberty. We, for the last 6 or 7 years, we've averaged about 265 classes in over 22 states every single year. We teach high school, middle school students, college students, adult groups. I've taught the legislators of 10 or 12 states. We teach law enforcement on the principles of liberty and their duty to the Constitution under their oath. We teach so many things all over America. And I think you can find us at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. But we also have an online teaching curriculum called LibertyFirstUniversity.com, which is all our teaching and more online that you can access and learn at your own pace. True constitutional training as if the founders themselves were writing it, not with the current day propaganda that we're reaching.
Sure, which is what they're doing the whole time. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Chris Ann just about what she sees, the number one thing that Christians can do, and patriots. You know, some would say, well, I'm not really a Christian. But if you love America, there's something that you can do. And we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break, because we have 2 weeks to a very critical election coming up. And there's something that you can do. And we'll even discuss the caravan that's coming, the Sloan train coming.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rodney R. Brown, fourth hour, hosting for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. And we're with guest constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall. I was just clicking through Twitter in the break here. CNN tweets, is Trump a good role model for the children of Florida? This is the question they ask the two people running for governor. Again, I refer back to what we talked about in the third hour. Trump was not running against Jesus Christ. He was running against the wicked witch of the West. So, please, people, wake up. The CNN is a mouthpiece. Anyway, you can't even believe this.
No.
You know, then Ron DeSantis deflects and says he's very passionate about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And then Andrew Gillum says, how do we get to Israel? No, he's a very weak person, as if Andrew Gillum is a very...
Yeah, he's the role model for Floridian children, for sure. Right?
It's ridiculous. It's a circus. So, but the media controlling the narrative. Okay.
Well, and I think, Pastor, that has a lot to do with the fact, once again, that because we have been deliberately dumbed down in our education system, the American people have a hard time formulating the right kinds of questions.
No, that's CNN that formulated the question.
I know, but they're formulating that question, I believe, because that's the kind of question that people want to hear. The media, these mainstream medias, the corporate medias, wouldn't be putting forward these questions if the people didn't want them. Because the only reason they do this is because of market share. They're not interested in news. They're
not
interested
in
truth.
There is a market share. Their ratings are all-time low.
Yeah.
I mean, I think out of cable listings of 25 networks, mm-hmm. they were ranked at number 24 after the Hallmark Channel and right before Science Fiction Channel.
Yeah.
So you know things aren't going well.
Yeah, I like the sci-fi channel.
Huh?
I like sci-fi.
Yeah, well, actually sci-fi should be ranked just above. But they border on sci-fi, basically.
Right.
So,
Well, they are fiction, that is for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about what do Christians do and what do patriots do concerning this upcoming election? Mm-hmm. That you see, what do you see the problems that we're praying. Well, what would you take some time to talk to this from a constitutional standpoint?
Yeah, well, Samuel Adams gave this warning. He said, no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. He said, but on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, the people will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. So praying is good, discipling is good, and doing it, but none of that is good if we don't possess the right knowledge. So knowledge without spiritual power is worthless, but spiritual power without knowledge is just as worthless.
Correct.
So we have to be about learning. We got to be understanding. And unfortunately, we're at a day where I have to say, you know what? You got to set aside your textbooks and you got to pick up the truth. And the truth exists in the historical writings of the founders when they drafted the Constitution. The truth exists with the people who stick to original source materials. So, for example, when we write, when we teach, we have a radio show that goes Monday through Thursday and Saturday when we talk about these current events from a constitutional perspective. We deal with them from historical truths, from proper application, and not from what the textbooks tell us. So we've got to get back to core principles.
So what I want to ask is what, I mean, you and your husband, military, and I probably shouldn't say this, but you're Russian linguists.
You're part
of the Russian collusion whatever. But you're both military people. And what, and a lawyer, what took you in the line of the Constitution? Can you, because at one time you actually worked for a very nefarious company, didn't you?
Well, I always tell people, and if you go to my website, chrisannhall.com, you'll see my bio, and I'm very upfront about the fact that I wasn't always a Christian. I wasn't always a constitutionalist. I went through a sort of sanctification process that brought me to the truth, and I think that's how real discipleship of the truth should happen. It's what our founders called the free marketplace of ideas. It is actually putting the lies and the truth side by side and discerning what is real and what is not. That's why freedom of speech is so important, because you have to suffer the words of fools in order to discern the difference between foolishness and truth. So I was a hardcore socialist. I was a hardcore socialist. Well, I was seeped in the education system. I went through college. You know, I was an atheist.
I can't believe that about you. Nope. You're shocking me now.
I was an atheist. I was worse than an atheist, Pastor. I was a conflicted atheist. I not only didn't believe God, but I hated God, which, you know, that's not quite possible. But I was also a persecutor of Christians until God literally brought me through my sort of Damascus moment, where I became physically impaired, could not do for myself anymore, until I had to actually cry out to God and say, I literally said, if you are who they say you are, then show me how real you are, because I can't do this anymore.
And so then the Lord touched you.
He
accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
So now how does it take you from being a socialist to now being a constitutionalist, you know, like...
Well, you know, when your eyes get open to truth, the way God works, he doesn't filter out certain truths. So if you're open and you're asking for wisdom, don't be surprised when God shows you things that maybe you don't want to see. So even though I was a hardcore socialist, I was raised in a staunchly Democrat home where the only thing more evil than Satan himself was a Democrat, was a Republican. We were hardworking people. So my father instilled me with a work ethic. So I put myself through college. I got a degree in biochemistry.
Which is quite crazy to think of. That's where socialists did that.
Yeah. So I got a degree in biochemistry. I graduated from college. I was all hyped up. I'm ready to go make my way. And then I started questioning that sort of ideology that I've been raised with, that taxes equals fairness. Because I'm looking at my paycheck and I'm thinking, all right, I sacrificed for 4 years. I lived on tuna fish and saltine crackers. I had 3 jobs, student loans.
I like tuna fish and saltine crackers.
Yeah, but when you eat it for months at a time, you know, it gets kind of old. And so I'm looking at my paycheck and I'm thinking, all right, now I got to pay back these student loans. I got my own bills to pay for. And all this money is being pulled out in taxes. Now, I believe that charity ought to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves, the widows, the orphans, and that sort of thing. Not a government-forced charity, which we should call legalized plunder, but a charity of the individual. But I started noticing this thought that had been planted in my head that we have to take care of people. And I started noticing that the same people that were not working when I started college were still not working 4 years later, not because they couldn't, but because they chose not to, or they made bad choices that kept them from helping themselves. And so I started thinking, you know, fairness means if you work hard, then you get the benefits of your work. And so I started questioning the whole basis and foundation of my ideologies.
Yeah.
And that started the questioning process.
I want to hear the full thing when we come back after the break, because this is amazing. I'm actually finding out things about Chris Ann I didn't even know. Wow, a socialist and a Russian linguist now. It actually makes sense.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Rodney R. Brown and the fourth hour standing in for Alex Jones on InfoWars today. This is Monday, and what are we, the 22nd day of the month of October. As we went to the break, I was just clicking through Twitter. I basically stay on Twitter just to counteract the media. I'm not there. If you're looking for nice little motivational tweets from me, I might throw one out every now and then. But I basically react to every media tweet that's out there, you know, especially first thing in the morning. But CBN News just tweeted this: dirty tricks, fake voted guides distributed to Christian voters in Texas. So it looks like they aiming for Texas and Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a Floridian. So I want to get back to your whole transformation mm-hmm. from being a socialist. Mm-hmm. Take it away. Let's talk about that, because I think there's a lot of people out there who they see somebody like you and they think, well, you were raised, she was probably always conservative, always Republican, and now I find that you actually weren't.
No, not at all. My transformation to a more of a constitutionalist came about through law school. And so
where did you study law?
I studied law at the University of Florida.
Okay. And so how long was that?
3 years.
All right. So what happened during that time of 3 years that took you to the Constitution?
Well, I figured out that the law school curriculums, which is not an indictment on Florida, but an indictment on the entire country's law school curriculum, doesn't teach you anything about the Constitution. And so I started realizing that what we were learning wasn't about the Constitution itself, but about case law and about what judges and lawyers wanted us to think about the Constitution. So I started reading what the drafters of the Constitution wrote about the document that they wrote. And I realized that we don't teach the Constitution in law school anymore. What we teach are that judges and lawyers know more about the Constitution than the people who wrote it. And so then you spend your entire law career learning how to circumvent the Constitution, because the focus...
Oh, is that what they teach?
Yes.
Them?
The focus is not on the Constitution. The focus is on winning the argument. It's about precedent over principle. And so, I think God gave me this very strong personality and with a good dose of rebellion in it. And so I got really irritated at what I was learning and what I was seeing. And so it made me dive deeper into this study of the Constitution.
But I mean, you've gone so far back as to go to the Magna Carta. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I know we've got people that listen from the United Kingdom and the UK is in a total upheaval right now. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson is a great spokesman. I mean, just what he says, you know, and on his clips that he does all the time, it's just he takes it on and slams it right out of London, England, mm-hmm. which, you know, we love the UK. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that, because the problem is not just with America, but even in England,
right,
of their rights and privileges being taken away, which they actually have rights and privileges, but the Brits don't even know that.
Right. Well, Patrick Henry, when he was a British citizen, said, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that's the lamp of experience. I know no way to judge the future but by the past. So what we have to recognize as a people, as a matter of human nature, is that history is our greatest teacher. And so when our...
And it repeats itself.
Absolutely. And when our curriculums whitewash history, when they take out history, when they... And I don't mean that from a racial perspective. What I mean
is
they're altering
history. No, but let me just say this. They are rewriting history. Mm-hmm. That's what you don't understand. History is being rewritten, and even the pulling down mm-hmm. of statues is to really rewrite history, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so what I teach is the history of the Constitution. We go back beyond the Magna Carta. I go back to the year 1014, to the founding of the Anglo-Saxon, this foundation of the new Anglo-Saxon culture, the creation of the brand new limited monarchy, and how that 700 years from 1014 actually creates our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. And
because that was the problem for centuries, was the kings.
Absolutely.
And keeping everybody as the serfs, serfdom, you know, mm-hmm. isn't that right?
Well, over the 700 years of that history, there were five major rebellions that brought about five written charters with the kings. And through these five written charters, we get the language of our documents, but we also get the unimportant understanding that you can make a deal with a king. But a king will only keep his promises as long as you hold a sword at his throat. The minute you drop the sword, the kings go back to being kings and people go back to being subjects. So for 700 years, the English people battling with their kings to create each time a more limited government with a more expansive liberty for the people, developed this understanding that finally came to a revelation on our American soil that, hey, if you want to have liberty, you got to get rid of kings. You can't keep making deals
with
kings.
So really the battle was between a government of the people, by the people, for the people, versus living in a kingdom, being a subject to a king.
That's right. So the greatest thing that our founders did was not simply declare independence from Great Britain, but declaring independence from kings forever. And so when I'm teaching this history from 1014 to 1776, it is almost entirely a British history. Most Americans, believe it or not, Pastor, don't realize that the early American colonies were owned by Great Britain. So our law is an evolution of British law.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a pretty substantial UK following, because I'm sure you can believe this, I teach more British history with greater accuracy than the British schools teach for generations.
I believe it. It's a major concern to me right now, because England is about to be lost. The UK is about to be lost. One of the things I also learned was that if you American, they so hated royalty or the lordship that if you took a title, mm-hmm. you lost your citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So I see Americans going over being knighted and becoming sir and lady and lord, and they don't realize they actually renounced their citizenship at that very moment.
Well, you know, I think Dianne Feinstein should renounce her citizenship for taking on the title of senator. So just by way of example, we had it was a couple of years ago, there were some, a senatorial hearing where they brought forward some regular citizens, and they were addressing the Senate, and the person being questioned, the regular citizen being questioned, kept referring to Dianne Feinstein as Miss Feinstein or whatever, and she actually chastised them and said, "You will call me Senator Feinstein." And so I think the title of nobility is more than just something of lord and king. It's a mentality. Well, that's why we got rid of titles, not because of titles, but because of the mentality that government will lord over people. And that's part of the problem what we have today.
Maybe that's still in the American psyche because of their love of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Like you watch when the royal family gets married, everybody's like, ooh. You know, it's like, they cry. It's ridiculous to me. I don't even understand it.
Well, it's spiritual, Pastor. Think about it. The people have always held an idolatry, and when God gave them a choice, the people said to God, "Thanks very much for your offer, but we'd rather have kings like everybody else."
Sure, and in America, of course, they do footballers,
yeah.
and they do Hollywood stars,
right.
and rappers, and singers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the return of this ideology of wanting a king. So because of that sort of spiritual human nature of always gravitating towards a kingdom, we have actually transformed the office of the president to look more like a king than a president.
There's no doubt.
I mean, if you look at the Constitution, Article 2 delegates power for the president. He exercises...
When we get back right from the break, listen, let me tell you, this is important that you understand that, because we can't allow those in authority to rule and lord over us. They're there serving us. So you can call your congressman and senator and tell them, stop the train coming. If you don't, we're kicking your butt out of office and we're going to replace you. We'll be back for the final segment.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by
Rodney Hart Brown, Revival Ministries of the Nashville, Tampa, Florida, standing in the fourth hour, and we're in the final segment now, and it's been great to be here with you here on InfoWars. Please get the book from InfoWars Store Alex is carrying it along with the audio book. We also have the study guide, and there's a study key available now. So this is called The Killing of Sam, The Demise of the United States, and it covers 200 years of history. Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer and the anti-terrorism expert, said this book is without question the most accurate description of the deep state shadow government that I've ever read. I really want to encourage you to get this book. It really educates you. It's a nonpartisan book, so it doesn't favor Democrat, Republican. It really is about the money system of the world and what's running and what's driving everything, which is imperative that people can understand that. And I want to encourage people in the light of the censorship that's taking place of Alex Jones and the message. It's not about Alex Jones. It would be about anybody who speaks this narrative. So, you know, I realized years ago when I was criticized and attacked, as I still am, because we carry revival and the fire of God, and so we labeled everything under the sun, that it didn't really matter what my name was, whether it's Rodney Howard Brown, Rodney Howard Yellow, Rodney Howard Purple, Rodney Howard Green. It just, whoever is going to carry the truth of the fire of God and the anointing and the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be attacked. And the gospel carries a stigma with it. The cross is an offense to many. And so when we stand up for freedom, when we stand up for liberty, we stand up for things and we begin to speak truth, then evil reacts to that. And so I, years ago, stopped even worrying about what other people think. I only care about one thing, what God thinks. And all that we have to do is for evil to prevail, is for good people to do nothing. In this final segment, because we're still talking to Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney, former socialist, former atheist, totally radicalized believer now, on fire for God, Liberty First University, and travels the country. Before we, you know, we're going to wrap it up here shortly, but what are some of the things that you see as you travel across America? Are you encouraged?
Oh, my goodness. I am, Pastor, so I am more encouraged now than I have been in the last 8 years. We are seeing a revival all across America. A lot of people cast stones at the group that we call the millennials. We label them as snowflakes.
But they're not stupid, eh?
Oh, no. There is an entire millennial counterculture that is rising in America. They're sick and tired of this label, and they want people to know that we love liberty. I am teaching them all over the country. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Oklahoma, and I taught in Tulsa and Oklahoma City over 1,000 high school and college students.
And how do they respond?
They are so excited. I taught a 500 school body about the difference between a riot and a protest, right?
Because we explain that quickly, because some people think that a riot is actually a protest.
Okay, so it's very simple. If you are burning down buildings, stealing televisions, punching people in the face, or destroying vehicles, that is not a protest. That is a riot. That is criminal activity. A protest is something that very accurately describes a peaceful event in the name of freedom of speech. But if you can be actual criminalized for what you're doing, that is not a protest. That's a riot. And so I get frustrated, and I'm noticing that people are too, that when the corporate media and the pundits and everybody call these Antifa protests,
They're not.
They're riots. They're actually criminal activity. They don't have a right to do what they're doing. The people under the auspices of government in the protection of private property rights and the rights of people have a right to see criminal prosecution come against these people. So we're seeing this whole counterculture.
Now, you
arise.
Also was something to do with land rights. I was very interested in
yes,
that.
Yes. So we just finished a conference in Utah on property rights, the proper definition of the limited and defined nature of the federal government to own property, as opposed to their expansive land grabs all over America. And it's really very shocking, Pastor, when you read the Constitution and you see how limited and defined, how specifically defined the Constitution is about the federal government's actual authority to possess and own
land. How do they even get to the place where they own everything?
Well, because it's the same as everything else. The people have, since 1830, the people have been slowly but surely guided into this ideology of federal supremacy, that whatever Congress wants to do, they can do it because they have the general welfare clause, they have the commerce clause, and our founders were really clear that those clauses were not powers, but descriptions of power. As a matter of fact, Alexander Hamilton, the biggest government guy that we had probably in that day, he and James Wilson probably sort of traded off that title, actually said, Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist 83, that the specific enumeration of powers would be absurd if we actually intended a general use of powers. And that's what we have today. We have an unlawful and errant teaching of the people to this whatever goes federal government in the name of whatever, people's land, preservation.
Because people are so busy with their own life that they feel like, well, look, just let them handle it and we'll live our life. But they don't realize that these guys are just taking over everything.
Well, I think that that's a symptom of, I think the people being too busy in their own lives is a symptom of the real issue, is the fact that the people don't know that they have to be involved, because we've written the parents out of
school. They weren't trained to be involved.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about in the beginning, a discipleship.
Sure.
And so we need to reunite people with this understanding that, hey, you've got to be involved. You cannot care about politics, but politics will care about you. And the fact that we have, we're passing on a $200 trillion debt. Now, I know that's not the number that they report.
Sure.
But I have economist friends, Wall Street experts, who tell me, you got to look at what they hide. $200 trillion
yeah.
dollars
well,
in debt.
Well, there's also quadrillions of dollars worth of derivatives floating
mm-hmm.
the planet. So
right,
the chickens
right.
are going to come home to roost.
We could eliminate that debt.
Sure.
Very simply, if we restored constitutional process, we could stop all this spending on unconstitutional agencies, on unconstitutional spending.
Stop funding the United Nations.
Absolutely.
Kick them out of New York.
Right.
Get our territory back.
Yeah, right.
Hey, get our Statue of Liberty back.
Right.
And what about some of our national parks? Hey.
I want people to start getting involved with local government again.
Yeah.
You had talked about Florida and Texas being under attack. We've actually developed a Florida Amendment Voter Guide.
So how do people find that?
At chrisannehall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. And I go through the 12 amendments that are on the ballot and teach you about
them. Okay, you need to do that. We have just 2 minutes left. Let me just say this to you watching the program today. Do your best to support Alex. Buy the products that he has. I actually use several of them myself. And then watch the show every weekday, 11 to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, and then, of course, on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. But let me just say this in closing. It's imperative that you're watching right now, that you surrender your life to the Lord. I'm not talking about joining a church or anything. I'm talking about just having an intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He's real. Somebody said, I don't believe that. If you invite him, say, come. Show yourself. Do what Chris Ann did. Say, show yourself real to me. If you're real, I'll serve you. And then take the Bible. Forget about all the other books you read about the Bible. Take the Bible. Start in the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of John. And then let God lead you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our conference is going every day, because now it's Monday. So Monday night through Sunday night, 2 meetings a day. You could tune in on revival.com, RT, and live stream, or run down by our YouTube channel, or our Facebook page, which you can get through the revival.com link. But that's all the time that we have today. And really, let me say what an honor it has been to just be here. I was so surprised when Alex, we were texting on Saturday, he said, would you host the show for 2 hours? I was like, I nearly fell off my chair, but it's been great. Alex's voice cannot be silenced. And, of course, there's multitudes being raised up now to speak the truth, which is imperative. We have a window of opportunity. The final grains of sand are going through the hourglass. We're right at the end. Everything's heading towards Armageddon. You could see it with the hypersonic missiles, you know, and space wars. There's no telling what's about to happen. And Chris Ann, it's been great having you on the fourth hour. And go to her website, chrisannehall.com, and ours, revival.com. And, of course, on behalf of Alex Jones and InfoWars, thank you for watching the program today. We love you. We're praying for you. And we see another great awakening in America. It's time. Now is the time.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Just like